like most things, internet broadcasting is not going to remain the preserve of the enthusiast for very long. Here come the capitalists, Pepsi Cola, with their bright ideas about making money out of a new medium.
06 08 05.
In Ballymun and Beijing.
Radio WXTC.net.
In Coolock and Cairo.
Radio WXTC.net.
In Bertain and Amsterdam.
Radio WXTC.net.
I realize the tragic significance of the atomic bomb. Having found the atomic bomb, we have used it. We shall continue to use it until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war. Only a Japanese surrender will stop us.
My navigator had me perfectly lined up with the target. When I cut down with my sight, I could clearly see the city of Hiroshima was in my bomb sight. Then I cut in and took the run. I felt the bump of the airplane. I was very relieved, but I knew the unit had downed the airplane that we had successfully delivered. It meant so much to the Army Air Forces, American industry.
You know, again, you should have stayed at home yesterday. Oh, it's kind of strong. The feeling and the way you're alive. These games you play, they're gonna end up all the tears you play. Oh, and again, it should have never had to end this way.
Until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war.
WXTC.net, podcasting on the internet with myself, Brian Green. The 6th of August 2005, 6 weeks since the last show, and today is the 60th anniversary of the bombing of her, and in 2 or 3 days' time, the anniversary of the bombing of Nagasaki. Just flip to Wikipedia for what they say on it. During World War II, the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan, were destroyed by atomic bombs dropped by the United States military on August 6th and 9th, 1945, respectively, killing at least 120,000 people outright and around twice as many over time. One of the primary reasons given for the use of the bomb was that it would force Japan to surrender unconditionally. Japan presented its formal document of surrender to the Allied powers on August 15th. I've heard figures of 140,000 for Hiroshima and 70,000 for Nagasaki. We focus and bring our minds back to this issue on this anniversary, and we'll have another track in a moment on the same subject. Apologies for not being here for the last 6 weeks. We tried a few times and failed. Lots has happened. Studios moved around again. Everything's changed. If you don't do a show for 6 weeks, you just can't imagine things would stay stagnant in this place. So everything's moved around, and we're doing it on a new PC, and we're doing it with new software. So we splashed out, and after 5 or 6 years of messing around with knackered computers that we just keep alive by getting bits from here and bits from there and making Frankensteins, we decided to get something sparkly and new, because you just can't get Apple's iTunes onto a Windows 98. There you go. So a new spanking new computer is powering and recording tonight's show. Tonight, this morning, is 20 to 2 in the morning here in North County, Dublin. And we are recording on new software. Well, recording into Audacity, that's not new, but we're playing out with some nice musical software that is playing the tracks. So no CDs, no mini discs. It's all coming from MP3. And while I tried Plus Blaster and I just couldn't get my head around the simplicity of it, I've gone for something a lot more complicated, and it's Sam Party DJ, which we are trialling at the moment. It is absolutely stuffed with features, and it's really good, very controllable. I'm running it in manual mode at the moment, and we'll just maybe just fire into our next track and see how that goes. This is, as I said, also on the theme of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and it comes from an Irish folk rock band, staying in the mode of folk rock, because Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark I love, but they're not folk rock. This is Moving Hearts and their classic Hiroshima Nagasaki Russian Roulette. August 6, 2005, we remember 1945 on WXTC.net.
They dropped the bomb in 45 to end the world war. No one had ever seen such a terrible sight before. The world begun with ties white to see where it might lead. The politics of power passed around the sea. This was a time to remember that we never can forget ever been Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian roulette. Like the saviors of our modern human race, with radiation halos hung above their face, with the key to the sure cure, treatment of our ills, a hot sheet of cobalt, a pocket full of pills, speaking always of the enemy, who looks across the sea while they corrupt in a mess like a carrier disease. Deep down inside the bunkers of the concrete tunnel, Einstein's disciples working steadily ahead, making heavy metal pavements to fire the city lights. All you can hear in the underground is the humming through the night. The walls of tight security circle on around where they spill out their poison and they bury it in the ground. Up in the harbors hidden secretly away, warheads and submarines, they await to make their play. Military masterminds improve their designs. The soldiers get all dumped up, stumble through the lines, and the spills into the rivers. They're carried out by the tide, they call this security. We're not satisfied. Our state's running
and leaders on politics pay. Quick to heed the hand that feeds, careful what they say. Call out experts to assure us the way of the magic ones. This power of the future marches on, and then they call in all their favors. All the political games, while the spills fill the rivers and settle in the plains. The death of millions, that's their stock and trade. They will be afflicted by the spoil that they've made. They've sealed their own inevitable doom, it was sure to come. But even the moon of Jupiter, with the power of a way to run, when the certain day of assault begins to turn around, and the unavoidable gravity sucks them to the ground. I know the minds behind them, they are living full of holes. Standing with their hands at the controls, their eyesight is twisted by the glory in their careers. The heaped praise of flattery is music to their ears. To listen to them talk about how it hasn't happened yet, like playing Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian roulette. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian roulette. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian roulette.
Moving Hearts, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian Roulette. Can't reference the album it's from because it's somewhere in the attic, and rather than dusting down the old vinyl and playing it, I acquired it on M4A format, which doesn't play in SAM, so I had to downgrade that to MP3 so we could hear it, and it sounded awful compressed. We'll listen back to the headphones later, and it sounded a bit squashed. We're compressing in the Ultradyne Pro and still haven't sorted that out to the MIDI yet. And I don't even think there's a MIDI on the sound card with the Dell computer, so we might have to get an old PCI card. But there's only two PCI slots, so they're fully used at the moment with DVB and WinDV cards. So we're a bit snookered there. The thing at the top of the show, OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, and Olagay, their song, reflecting on the theme. I recorded and mixed that with the voice of Harry S. Truman and the pilot that dropped Little Boy, the bomb, out of Enola Gay, the plane, on this day in 1945. I'm just going to play it back to you again. This is recorded off cassettes in my bedroom in my old family home in 1985. It would have been August 85 when the source material came my way, and I stuck the two together on cassettes and would have played it back on the radio 20 years ago this week. Have a listen.
I realized the tragic significance of the atomic bomb. Having found the atomic bomb, we have used it. We shall continue to use it until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war. Only a Japanese surrender will stop us.
My navigator had me perfectly lined up with the target. When I touched in with my sight, I could clearly see the city of Hiroshima was in my bomb sight. Then I touched in and took the run. I felt the bump of the airplane. Great relief, but I knew the unit had downed the airplane that we had successfully delivered. It meant so much to the Army Air Forces, American science, and industry.
And we get this little fade button there on the track, and it fades out into the distance. As I said, mixed in 85, transferred to 64 kilobit. MP3 in 1998, and has been around my hard disks since then. And just to give you a tech story, I didn't have it here on the new computer or any of the four computers under the desk that are buzzing away. So I had to VPN into the office and pick it up there off one of the slave drives. It was a battle, but we got there in the end, and that was an Olagay. WXTC.net, Brian Green Podcasting here, and we'd love to hear from you. The email address is radio@WXTC.net, and we shall read all your emails in chronological order. Turn to queue. So get scribbling, get writing. Thanks to all the people who have been in touch, and we'll say good evening, hello to Kieran and Siobhan from the Global Institute of Logistics. Thanks for the mention, and nice to know you're subscribed to the show and tuned our way. We'll move on with the music, and tonight is all about memories, and a lot of the shows are about memories and anniversaries. The 1st of August 1995, we launched a website, one of our first, of my first, and it was a website, a labour of love and dedication to a musical artist who didn't have a website. Well, not many people did websites in August 1995. So sometime around July, we got in touch with the management of this particular artist and asked them, hey, can we make a website for your one of your acts? And eventually when they did get back to us, they said, okay. And we tried it out and we launched it the 1st of August, a bit of a splash. And it's been running 10 years. And it has been 10 years of love and joy and absolute superb thing to be involved with for 10 years. It's the website of Eleanor McAvoy. And we're going to play a tune for her now from her third studio album, Snapshots. This is Easy to Lose Hope.
My hometown's dear to me. It's always in my sight. My city's shadows walk around in broad daylight. They leave and shoot a woman down for what she writes. So now you pay for civil liberty with life. So hard, it's easy to heart, it's easy to lose hope for everyone. So bad, it's easier to never take it on. But we can't give up, and we can't lose hope.
Eleanor McAvoy, Easy to Lose Hope, from the album Snapshots. The song has been dedicated to the memory of journalist Veronica Guerin, who was gunned down on Dublin streets by gangsters. A film was made about Veronica Guerin, which is a Golden Globe winner, Cate Blanchett starring in it. Check it out on DVD if you do get an opportunity. At this point, let me bring your attention to something. Oh, just before we do, we were going to tell you about, if you ever get a chance to see Eleanor McAvoy play in concert, do. She does tour UK, Ireland, Europe, and the odd time over to the States. She's playing a very, very special concert on August 19th. In the Concert Hall here in Dublin, the National Concert Hall, and it's an evening of music, RTE Concert Orchestra with Eleanor McAvoy. So it's their night playing her music. She will be accompanying them, singing some of the tunes. A very special night, that's August 19th coming up. And yours truly will be there, front row seats, or somewhere good in the house anyway. Going to bring your attention to something we are monitoring here in WXTC, and that is the shelltosea.com campaign at www.shelltosea.com. And this is a campaign where five of the protesters have been jailed for the past 6 weeks here in Ireland for contempt of court and breaching an injunction, and are steadfast and remain in prison on the issue. What is the issue? Shell have been given the rights to mine gas off the Irish west coast, and they are bringing the gas to land to refine, and they're crossing the lands of these people who are protesting against it, and they're very unhappy about the dangers of all this. And Shell have now, at this stage, 6 weeks into the imprint of the five, the Rossport Five, as they are known, have decided to put a halt to the work, but they won't drop the injunction at the courts to let these men out of prison. So if you could focus in on that website and check out some information on that, the big story behind this that isn't really been told is that the mining rights have been gifted to Royal Dutch Shell and Statoil and a few other companies, and there's a lot of gas to be mined there and not a lot in return to the Irish people. It's just been gifted away to these multinationals, and just thought I'd mention that and pass your attention onto that website if you can, shelltosea.com. WXTC.net, we're going to play something old but quite beautiful from Irish band Stockton's Wing. It's an instrumental called Skidoo. Check it out. Elephant's Wing, Skidoo, from The Greatest Hits. I don't like the way that ended, just chopped off at the end. Check out their music, Stockton's Wing. Some lovely tunes from them over the years. Not sure if they're still going. Must check that one out. No sign of the cat tonight. It's a quiet one for me if he's not around, because he's normally buzzing through this room, out the window, out onto the ledge and down onto the, I don't know, out into the night. It's just past the 2 o'clock mark in that means absolutely nothing to you, because it's probably 3 weeks hence from now you're listening to this show, and a time check's not important, but maybe if you know what time of the morning I'm recording these at, it might make some sort of difference, because we can't shout. We wake up the whole house. We're going to experiment a bit, and we're going to play a tune. Don't mind the music choice here, because it's certainly not something we play normally on this show, but it's a recent number one in the charts. You know the one, Crazy Frog. But what we're just going to do here with Sam is we're going to drop its pitch completely and increase its tempo to match, and interesting sound comes from... I'll play it as it normally sounds for a bit, and then I'll just flick the pitch, and then what you'll hear is me flicking the tempo. And check out what we hear.
What's going on?
Ding, ding.
This is crazy.
At this stage, the pitch is down, the tempo's up. Have a listen.
Ding, ding.
Okay, we'll switch it back. Bloody annoying. There you go. This is Sam, and it comes from a company called Spatial Audio, and it's Sam Party DJ software. Highly recommend it. I've been playing around with it. I am going to purchase it before the demo runs out. You get a 14-day trial. You will love this. What is it? $69 on PayPal. Well worth it. The features are enormous inside it, and you can play around with it for quite a while. In auto mode, you can just sit back. You don't have to be there. And for a DJ, can I say professional DJ? Part-time DJ I am. This, on a good laptop with a good sound card, could really do the job. It could take out a lot of heavy lifting of equipment into venues that one would play in. I'll be playing around with that some more, and I'm quite enjoying doing the show with it, because it makes queuing and setting up real cinch. WXTC on a podcast, and I'd thank you for subscribing to the podcast. Do stay subscribed. I know they don't come around very often, but that makes them a little bit more special, don't you think? And we're going to play it with something, yet again, something that we normally wouldn't play because it's hanging around the charts. But we first caught it on an Eastern European satellite channel playing some music. And then we hear it on our pop stations here in Dublin, which you can probably hear on your classic hits pop stations just about anywhere. Woo-hoo. KT Tunstall. Woo-hoo. Black Horse and the Cherry Tree. This is sweet music.
Cherry tree. Ooh-hoo.
walking. Ooh, ooh. Big black car said, hey, let's dance. Hey, love this way, will you marry me? But I said, no, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me. Beat or two. Ooh, 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 ooh. But I cut some cord and I shouldn't have done it, and it won't forgive me after all these years. Ooh, 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 ooh. So I sent it to a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh, 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 ooh. But it won't come back cause it's all so happy, and now I got a hole for the world to see.
Katie Tunstall and Black Horse and the Cherry Tree. This is, I don't like the way they cut the songs. There's something weird going on there. This is so easy though. I'm not trying to find equipment and buttons to press. I know where everything is when I do it this way. I like it, I'll do this again. Tonight's show was brought to you by me, Brian Green, from WXGC via a Dell computer with Windows XP. And Strawberry Cornettos. Not that they're sponsoring us or anything, but I just like Strawberry Cornetto right now. Thanks to Dupe for hosting it. Dupe.ie. If you have any podcasting requirements in the Irish Republic, check out Dupe.ie. And that's about it. I'll play out with a medley of jingles, beginning with our four-leader, Charles J. Hoy.
The figures which are just now becoming available to us show one thing very clearly. As a community, we are living way beyond our means.
Radio WXTC.net.
Like most things, internet broadcasting is not going to remain the preserve of the enthusiast for very long. Here come the capitalists, Pepsi Cola, with their bright ideas about making money out of a new medium.
In Ballymun and Beijing.
Radio WXTC.net.
In Coolock and Cairo.
Radio WXTC.net.
In Artane and Amsterdam.
Radio WXTC.net.